Summer Ticket Stop 2004 begins today at the Plano Center. Doors open at 5 for 3 days of peace, love, and sports. Let midget wrestling tonight at 7 from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we'll wrap it up for today. And we got another big, long segment to kill because we've been so good about being on time today.
You don't have anybody to mix with here, do you?
No, I really don't.
Would you like to mix with me and Corby?
No.
I'm Big Dick.
I'm being called over to the engineer's pod right now, but I'm not going to do it until the show's over with, so don't you worry. Okay. Boy, there's a big crowd here right
now. Yeah, and why are they playing...
this place just blew up all of a sudden. We're listening to?
They're rocking balls with the Foo Fighters.
Because the midget wrestlers, this is what they want. Yeah. We think they want to play Carpenters.
You got to fire up those midget wrestlers, man.
Yeah. They need rock and roll music to fire them up.
Well, some Kenny Loggins would do that. They rolled a little Danger Zone. That would work for that, wouldn't it?
Right.
Danger Zone.
We don't know what rocks midgets. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they're Foo Fighters. Now, why do you hate Kenny Loggins anyway?
Listen, just because they're small people doesn't mean they like different music than
everyone
else.
Answer the question. Why do you hate Kenny Loggins? Why do you hate midgets?
Well, true.
Who's the only one who accepted Danny, the hardline midget, into the family?
Me.
Ryan was afraid to shake his hand.
Well, that's because I've had experiences with the baby arm. You haven't.
Well, so what? He didn't have a baby arm. He has midget hands.
He has just about the next thing to it.
But it's proportional.
He may not have a baby arm, but it's the next thing to it. And when you grab the baby arm, you're afraid you're going to break it.
Well, that guy told you otherwise.
Didn't the guy tell you I'll go ahead and shake it?
Yeah, he did tell me go ahead and shake it.
What a wonderful moment.
Was it slimy?
No, not really.
Was it cold?
No, it felt like
I would have
really
given
a normal baby hand.
If I could go back in time, I'd give several hundred dollars to be a bystander in that, wouldn't you,
Corby? If I could go back to one moment in time, one moment in the history of time, it would be to see Reiner shake the baby arm of all the great moments in history, and then you can zap me right back to 2004.
Boy, I'm telling you, that would be worth it. That would be worth it. That wouldn't be a waste because I know I was looking at the guy really funny.
How old were you? Looking at him kind of funny, and he sticks out that baby arm.
Yeah.
And I looked at him.
And he sticks it out, and I'm just kind of... You know, he's talking to me and everything and introducing himself. And he's got the baby arm sticking out there.
Is it like flapping?
And I'm not even paying attention to what he's saying. I'm just kind of looking at it.
And you're wanting no part of the baby arm, are you?
No. I didn't know what to do.
But then he had to prompt you, right?
Right, he had to prompt me. He said, go ahead and shake it.
which you did.
So hold up the baby arm and I'll show you what I did.
Were you going to break it off or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to break a guy's baby arm. That's always
good. Well, what would you do?
I'd have probably done the same thing.
Because
you don't really know what to do. I mean, he's sticking it out there, and you don't know if he really wants you to shake it or not.
Chris would adapt him.
He would have. Hey.
All right. A little baby dap.
That might be ill-mannered.
I give Chris so much credit
really
for the dap. Because you can get away with murder. You never have to encounter the slime hand.
Right. And you don't,
or the scale hand.
Or the pee hand of the guy that didn't wash his hands.
Like Reiner and Grego.
Right.
What? I wash my hands every time.
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Well, then why let me in?
He has wiener hands.
You guys
hands.
Be aware of that when you walk up to shake Reiner's hand.
He has wiener hands.
He has wiener urine hands.
You notice my wiener in my pocket?
Well, I don't urinate on my hand.
I do. That's why I have to wash mine.
See, I try
you know what else
to,
I'm looking
to...
forward to seeing out here at Ticket Stock?
What's that?
What?
The annual appearance of Corby's Angels.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. You know what?
Corby's Angels are, they got to make the scene.
I give up. You have beaten me. You win.
Are you running up the white flag?
Yes. You have won.
Why?
They love you.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to be funny and cute with Reiner's urine
wiener hand,
and you hit me with a 100-pound cannonball.
Well, I wasn't trying to hit you with a 100-pound cannonball.
Boom!
I mean, you've got your own...
Bam! Boom!
You've got your own cheering section. None of the rest of us have that.
They make their own T-shirts.
That's right. Those girls are there for you.
They want to meet you and talk to you and hang out with you.
And yet, what does he do?
He hides from them.
I don't hide from them.
What? You hide from
them. Look, they were little girls. They were like 10.
You ignore them. They were 10 then?
Yeah.
So they were like, they were, how old they are now?
They were 13.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa.
You know, I've seen some good-looking girls walking around here.
I know. It's weird.
Well, wait till Corby's Angels get here.
I know.
Then you'll see some good-looking girls.
Maybe they blossomed into beautiful young women.
They may have.
They're 13 and 14.
Actually, I think they were then. I think they're like 16 and 17 now.
Well, perfect. That means nothing.
17 is legal in Texas, Greg.
Is it?
Yes.
You
yes, it is.
I think that's a myth. I don't want to chance it, I'll tell you that.
No, I don't either.
Well, let's take some calls.
But wait till next year when they're 18.
Now, when they're 18... It's a party.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to get up here and sing Fist City.
Why that?
It's a great Loretta Lynn song. You guys were telling me earlier.
What does that have to do with Corby's Angels turning 18?
I mean, I know you're trying to back me in a corner, and right now you have, but I'll get out of it. Let's do the two-minute drill.
All right, let's do the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly.
Who is the F-bomber going to attack today?
Here's how we do it. Don't prompt him. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
"Hey there, Mr. Walker, how you doing?"
Be ready to go when we come to you.
Whoa.
What was that?
"Hey there, Mr. Walker, how you doing?"
That's me impersonating Reiner impersonating Herschel Walker.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two. God almighty.
Good Lord.
Good God.
They're here.
Get rid of them. Hang up. Damn it. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
"Hey there, Mr. Wilson. How you doing?" "I think judges are the best bosses around because their women are, their heads are right there to make a good job."
Okay.
What? You're on the two-minute drill, Cove.
"Hey there, Mr. Walker. How you doing?" "I'm proud to accept this Hottie Award for the ticket host most likely to drive a North Texas Nissan with the optional interior shower."
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
"Hey there,
Mr. Walker. How you doing?"
"Hot."
You're on the two-minute drill, go.
"Hey there, Mr. Walton, how you doing? Can I get me a peanut butter sandwich? Because Chuck Butman loves them peanut butter sandwich. Thank you so much."
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
"Hey, Mr. Walton, how you doing, Hardenburg?"
Oh, that was a horrible two-minute drill today.
Well, it's Friday.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Jason over here twisting and tweaking. Ticket stock is underway. Thank you all for coming. Let us tell you that right now, ahead of time. Stay tuned. The top 10's coming up next. Out here at Ticket Stock, Midget Wrestling's coming up. And then the Time Wasters at 8:30. So enjoy the weekend. We will return Monday at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming, and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket. KGCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.